Most of us enjoy reading or watching a good mystery. Brother David Johnson will use the words "the mystery" as his sermon topic today. Paul uses these words in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. So Brother Johnson will tell us about the mystery today on this Words of Life program. We are sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want you to hear about Jesus and understand His love for you. The sermon will be presented a little later in the program, but first we praise our Lord with song. Lord, it is our joy to be able to talk to you in prayer. Thank you for loving us. You have blessed us with your love. We do not fully understand all this, but we thank you for it. Please use this broadcast for your glory. Our listeners need your help in healing their illnesses. They need your peace and the salvation that is found only in Jesus. Help each one to be ready as a follower of you and bring convictions that are needed for them. Some of your faithful are facing persecution. Please bless them with protection, strength in faith, and your direction. And Lord, we are taught that Jesus is going to return for his own at your appointed time. Please help us to be ready. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Brother David Johnson will now tell us about the mystery.
It's great to be together again as we look in to the Word of God. The title for the lesson is The Mystery, and our text is taken from the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Please listen to the Word of God. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles. Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you. That is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. This is the word of God. Many people enjoy a good mystery that they can eventually solve for themselves. We should know that there are many mysteries in the Bible. However, none of these could be solved by mankind. These mysteries needed to be revealed by God through His inspired writers of Scripture. The term mystery, used many times in the New Testament, refers to something formally hidden, obscure. However, in early New Testament times, revealed, exposed. That is, made clear by God for believers to know and understand. These are divine revelations of former mysteries. For example, Romans chapter 11 and verse 25. The mystery of Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 52. I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. The mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations. Our focus will be on the revelation of the mystery in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Again, listen to the text. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you. That is the mystery made known to me by revelation. As I have already written briefly, in reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. Notice in this passage, the term mystery is found three times. The mystery is Gentiles with Israel, members of one body. That is, Gentiles and Jews together, heirs and members of the one body, the church. This is emphasized in the New International Version, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6, whereby the word together is repeated three times in this one verse. That Gentiles could be equal heirs together with Jews in salvation in one body, the church, which was totally unexpected. It was a mystery. When Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 3, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly, refers to, for example, Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 9 and 10, which says, and he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ, which includes the church. Jesus Christ is the head of the church, made up of believing Jews and Gentiles. This revealed mystery is especially precious to us who are Gentiles. that there can be salvation offered to us also, that there is oneness of Jew and Gentile in Christ Jesus through obedient faith, that as Gentiles we can also be God's kingdom subjects and family of God along with believing, repentant Jews. This, according to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 5, was not made known to men in other generations, even though God had promised universal blessing through Abraham to those of like faith, Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3. Yet, the full meaning of that promise did not become clear until the Apostle Paul revealed it in his epistles, as it was revealed to him by the Spirit of God, according to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 5. We Gentiles today can be eternally thankful that the church is composed of believers without ethnic, racial, or social distinctions. That as it says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. This in spite of the facts that Messiah Redeemer was sent first and foremost to the house of Israel, that the Messiah himself was of the tribe of Judah, born in Bethlehem of Judea, of the lineage of King David, Israel's greatest king, that regarding the people of Israel, theirs is the adoption as sons, theirs the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship and the promises, theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of Christ, who is God over all, according to Romans chapter 9 and verses 4 and 5. It's only by the undeserved grace and mercy of God that we Gentiles, through faith, have been grafted in as like a wild olive shoot, Romans chapter 11 and verse 17. The church, made up of both believing Jews and Gentiles, was not an afterthought, not a contingency plan after Israel rejected her Messiah king. Consider the words of Jesus before the cross in John chapter 10, verses 14 through 16, which says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. That is Christ's prophecy regarding His church. That includes you and me in Christ Jesus today. The church was planned and prepared by the Spirit of God before the foundation of the world, a mystery, until revealed clearly in especially the New Testament epistles of the Apostle Paul. In the Old Testament, there were essentially two groups of people, Israel and the other nations, or, put differently, Jews and Gentiles. Consider, for example, the statement of God through the quill of Moses directed to Israel, Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 26. You are to be holy to me, because I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from the nations to be my own. However, in the New Testament, there are essentially, still today, three groups of people from God's point of view, according to the Scriptures. Number one, there is national Israel, the nation of Israel. Number two, the nations or Gentiles, also referred to as the Greeks. And number three, the church, made up of believing Jews and believing Gentiles in Christ Jesus as Savior and Lord. Consider this New Testament truth as referred to, amplified in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 32. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, Greeks, or the church of God. Again, Greeks here referred to anyone who was not Jewish, that is, Gentiles. Paul's admonition is to be careful not to be a snag to offend anyone. These three groups, Jews, Greeks, or the church, upon the establishment of the church, covers then and today all humanity. The church today is no longer a mystery as to its existence. However, to many, the church at large today exists as no longer admirable. Someone has written that the church should be as God's garden, growing as a godly, fruit-bearing organization. He wrote, quote, "Plant three rows of squash," that is, squash gossip, squash non-constructive criticism, squash indifference. And then, continuing, the church should be as a garden. Plant seven rows of peas. That is the letter P. That words that start with the letter P. Plant seven rows of peas. They are prayer, promptness, perseverance, politeness, preparedness, purity, and patience. Also, plant seven heads of lettuce. Let us be unselfish and loyal. Let us be faithful to duty. Let us search the scriptures. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us be obedient in all things. Let us be truthful. Let us love one another. And no garden is complete without turnips. Thereby we must turn up for worship in church, church services, turn up for meetings of prayer and Bible study, turn up with a smile, even when things are difficult, turn up with commitment to do your best in God's service. After this type of planting for fruit, we should all grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and be the kind of church, the kind of organization that is admirable and that people will notice as a unique, radically different organization, even being made up of flesh and blood, however, also born again, baptized believers, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, that we may all grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, and may we reap rich results to the glory of God. And this because the world at its worst needs the church at its best. May we aspire to be God's garden, planting in our hearts, minds, and wills, at every Bible-believing, Christ-honoring church, that in the year of our Lord 2020 and beyond, we are all bearing much fruit to the glory of God.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us.
And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us.
Brother Johnson's sermon has been a great blessing. We pray that you are a dedicated follower of Jesus. If we can help you with information about becoming a Christian, or if you'd like to share comments or questions, please write to us by paper, mail, or email. To receive a free CD of this and last week's program, we encourage you to request CD number 2014. That's 2014. Your comments are a blessing to us, and we pray that God will bless you. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing now.